Second Chronicles chapter number 7, verse number 12. Read it through verse number 15. We can leave already, since it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. And you pray for us this morning. We'll be able to get absent from the body, get praise the Lord. Let me say it's good to see Brother Craig Taylor back with us this morning. We sure have been missing Craig. Good to see him back. Pray for Brother Johnny. He had that flu, so remember him. Don't forget the announcements in the bulletin. Coming soon, there'll be a movie night. And that's coming up on February the 17th. And don't forget the Kids Roundtable event coming up February the 24th. If you'd like to be a part of that, please let Miss Joyce know today. And then also there'll be sign-up things to sign up for the movie and the dessert and drinks and the salad bar and stuff like that. That's coming up on the 17th. So make sure you get a bulletin. And that you'll know all these events are coming up. Amen. The Bible said in 2 Chronicles, chapter number 7, verse number 12. Read it through verse number 15. Notice what the scripture said. The Bible said the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer. Amen. Thank God. There's nothing like knowing the Lord heard your prayer. Amen. You ever prayed and you feel like he didn't hear you? You ever prayed and you feel like maybe just didn't get no higher than the ceiling? Yeah. Well, I know I have, amen. But here he said, the Lord appeared to Solomon by night. He said unto him, I heard thy prayer, and I've chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. Verse number 13. The Bible said, if I shut up the heaven and there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and what? And pray. And seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. He said, then I'll hear from heaven and I'll forgive their sins. And I'll heal their land. Look at verse number 15. He said, now mine eyes shall be open and my ears attentive unto the what? Unto the prayer that is made in this place. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, Lord, that you'll move Jeff. Hey, Lord, out of the way for a little while, and I'll be able to get over. Hey, Lord, on the holy ground. God, I know, hey, Lord, that I'm not worthy today, God, but by your grace, hey, Lord, and by my faith in thee, hey, Lord, that you'll give us the strength that we need today, God, to preach. Hey, Lord, one more time, touch our body. Hey, Lord, let it be a blessing to someone along life's way. Hey, Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. I want us to look now. Has never the Lord been our helper today on this right here? The value of prayer. Amen. The value of prayer. Do we have a prayer life? Listen, the value of prayer. A lot of times, a lot of times, only time people pray is like when they need a spare tire. Listen, neighbor, when things are going wrong. Listen, maybe someone's sick or someone's family is in a critical need. And there's nothing wrong with praying like that. But I believe we need a little bit of prayer life than that. Prayer, really, neighbor, what it boils down to, Brother Michael, is a relationship with God. Amen. That's what creating the right prayer life is all about. The Bible said here, we find the dedication of the temple. Listen, Solomon started it out in chapter number 7. The Bible said Solomon started it with prayer. Listen, everybody also finished it. We see here at the closing of it and the opening of the temple. Listen, the Bible says Solomon prayed. But not only did he pray, the Bible said that when Solomon prayed, the fire came down from heaven. Boy, what a powerful prayer. Listen, the Bible said the fire came down. Listen, it devoured all the offering and it devoured all the sacrifice that was being made that day. The Bible said even the Israelites realized how strong this prayer had been. Listen, the Bible said it looked like a smoke that was in the house of God. Listen, I like it when it gets like that. Sometimes around here it gets a little smoky, don't it? Listen, but it all starts with that prayer. The Bible said that because of that prayer and because of the power to anointing of God and how strong it was. The Bible said how the Israelites couldn't even open the door to go in. Ain't that something? Boy, that's strong. Amen. I like it to get some strong morale here. Out of the lost person, I could not walk out this door without accepting Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. But what a prayer that was started that day, Brother Donald, by Solomon and all these. The Bible said, I listened, the power was so real that the Israelites fell down upon their face, upon the altar, upon the pavement there, and they worshiped God. And they said, He is good. Amen. He is good. There's nothing greater than the love of Jesus Christ today. He is good. Listen, and they said, His love will endure forever. Amen. The value of a prayer life. Listen, the value of prayer. Listen, pray when I'm happy. I pray when I'm sad. Listen, neighbor, because that relationship depends. Listen, on that communication line between you and God. Amen. Listen, I was telling them how Monday night, me and Ricky and them were at the hospital with my mother. And listen, during that night, I opened the door and to the emergency room back there where she was sleeping for the night. And there were beds all up down the hall. Listen, they had numbers on the wall, say wall 27, wall 28. Listen, patients lined up. Listen, and I thought to myself, listen, what can we do even in times like these? Listen, I'm glad the Bible says we've got an advocate with the Father that we can come boldly to the throne of grace and neighbor and pray. Listen, the Bible said the prayer of a righteous man, neighbor, it availeth much. Listen, I wonder today just how much communication do we have between us and God. Listen, it's good to come in here on Sunday morning or Sunday night. Listen and communicate with Him. But I wonder, is our relationship stronger than that? And the only way our relationship can be stronger than that is we got to have a strong prayer life. Listen, if you got a strong prayer life, you'll have a stronger walk with the Lord. I listen every day. I listen, but I thought about this. The Bible says over 250 times. I listen, it's mentioned about the prayer life and how we should pray and how important I listen prayer is to us today. I listen, I look at it like this. Prayer is as essential as breathing. Amen. I listen every day. I listen, when we neglect, neglect either one of these, whether it be breathing or praying, we'll soon get weak. Listen, and death may even result. And that's the way our life is. We cut that communication line off. Maybe we quit our prayer life. After a while, we'll quit. Laboring and loving and serving God like we ought to. See, everything revolves around our relationship and our personal time. I met with the Lord Jesus Christ. That is my goal. I never remember a Morning View Baptist Church. They have a quality time. I was just them and the Lord. And not just listening to Brother Jeff preach on Sunday or Wednesday night. But I want you to know today, He's your personal Savior. He's not something. I just told Him my pocket. He's yours. He wants to commune with you. He wants to have fellowship. And the only way we can do that is by our prayer life. Solomon's seen it. David's seen it. Daniel's seen it. Abraham's seen it. We need to see it. How valuable our prayer is today. They seen it here. Amen. Neighbor, I want you to know something you'll find over in the book of Acts. Do you realize today that the church was started an old-fashioned prayer meeting? The Bible said they got together in the upper room. They began to pray and they began to sing and they began to shout. The Holy Spirit fell down. And they went in all the world, even under Judea, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Morning View Baptist Church. In the early 50s, I was started in an old-fashioned tent. I listened to old-fashioned prayer meeting. I listened. I'm telling you today, neighbor, what was good for them, it'll be good for me. I listen. I'm telling you, I still believe in calling out unto an almighty God that we serve every day of our life. Our prayer life, the value of prayer, it's an essential. Amen. It's an essential. It's just like your car out there. You got four tires on that thing. Go all the way around it. Every one of those tires are essential. You go out there and you can take one of them off, whether it be the front right, the front left, or the left back, or the left or right back. You take any one of them off and say, well, I think I can make it on three. You won't get out of the parking lot. You won't get out of the parking lot. You know why? Because that tire is an essential. That tire is an essential. That's what we're finding here in the Word of God, is our prayer life is an essential. Our prayer life is a valuable, valuable asset. You can't go through today, I listen, without that communication with the Lord Jesus Christ. Our prayer life, three things that we see here in Solomon said they prayed in the power of God and the fire of God. It fell and it consumed the offerings. I wonder today, I listen, is the only time we really pray is when we ask God for something? Is it like we're always asking Him for something? Prayer is more than that. Prayer is more than just asking. Brother Mike, God desires a relationship. God desires a relationship. He like Brother Robert Brown here. I love him. I love him like a brother. And Brother Robert comes up to me and he says, Brother Jeff, can I have $20? I give him $20. Or somebody would. I don't know if I got it. I give him $20. I come back tonight and he says, Brother Jeff, could you give me $20? I probably wouldn't say nothing. I'd give him $20. But next Wednesday night, when he come in this side, I'm going over here. Because you know why? Every time I see him, he's asking me for $20. Just using you for example, Brother Rob. But sometimes, don't you think, that's the way we pray to the Lord? Sometimes, is that not the way we're doing God? Every time we pray, whether it's morning, noon, night, or day, it's always asking, 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 asking. And I know the Bible said, ask and you shall receive. But I believe every once in a while, Herman, our prayer ought to be a little more than that.
That's right. Yeah.
I believe we ought to have a valuable prayer life. I believe our prayer life ought to be essential. Three things that we see about the value of prayer right here. Number one, I believe our prayer life should be and is to be to express gratitude. I believe we ought to express gratitude. Thank God, there's no secret we're to give thanks to the Lord. Amen. He said in all things, in all of our breath, we're to show gratitude for the Lord Jesus Christ, to show in all things that He provides for us and does on our behalf. His loving kindness to us should be recognized on a daily basis. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to wake up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to stand behind this pulpit one more time. Thank you, Lord, for the clothes I've got on. Thank you, Lord, for the shoes I got upon my feet. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings upon me. I just want to thank you. An express of gratitude. You know, that word to be thankful. A lot of times, we're not thankful for nothing until it's gone. Amen. We're not thankful for nothing until it's gone. It's just like this morning. I got up. I got ready. Got cleaned up the best I could. Hey, man, I went in, shaved, brushed my teeth, got everything looking as good as it could. But not one time did I say, thank you, Lord, for when I cut that light switch on, that power came on. I just want to thank you for that. But I tell you what I will do. If I go in this afternoon and I flip that switch and there ain't no power, oh, my goodness. The lights are out. Oh, call Georgia Power. I want them out here now. Call Charter. My cable's off. Oh, but not one time when the God was blessing me did I say, Lord, thank you.
Right. Amen. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Prayer is essential as a gratitude to the Lord Jesus Christ. Expression of gratitude. We should have a prayer of gratitude every day. We can look around, Brother Mike. We can look at all the faults. We can look at all the failures. We can look how bad things are. But I guarantee you, if we examine in our heart long enough, we can find one reason God blessed us today. Prayer life. Opening that communication up. That relationship. That relationship, you can't have a relationship without conversation. You cannot have a relationship without conversation. You may be friends, you may have friends, but that relationship is weak, that relationship is not as strong as when you can commune with one another, you talk with one another, you know what the other's going through, you know what the other is facing. See, that's the value of a relationship with an individual. It all starts with proper communication. If we want our relationship with God to be stronger, we got to communicate more with Him. Hey, when we pray, people say, oh, God, I need this, and God, I need that, and we should ask Him today. But every once in a way, our daily prayer life should not be an asking session. Our daily prayer life should not be an asking session. But sometimes our daily prayer life should be a thanking session. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Oh, I am blessed through the sunshine and rain. Even sorrow and pain, I am blessed. The Bible said before they went into the house of God, before they went into the temple, Solomon went in. He humbled himself down. He began to pray unto the Father, and the fire fell. I'm telling you, you want the fire to fall in your life, you just start thanking Him for what He's done for you. I'm going to tell you something else. If you want a double portion, thank Him for the single portion. Thank Him for the single portion. Amen. Thank Him for the single portion. Man, we took the boys to see a movie weekend before last, and they wanted to go by, what's that piece of play, what's it called? CC's, yeah. It's hard to remember. CC's. But anyway, I kind of backslid a little bit and got me some of those cinnamon rolls. I've been doing real good, but man, sometimes the flesh is weak. And man, I said, when are you going to have some more of those hot ones up? I didn't have but three laying up there. I didn't want them. I said, when are you going to have some more hot ones up there? He said, they're in the oven, sir. I was watching him, man, the whole time. He got them cinnamon rolls out, Brother Mark, and I seen him, and I jumped up whenever I got my plate. I said, that stuff you're putting on it right there. He said, yeah, that icing or whatever it is. I didn't really care. I said, how about give me another dip? He said, I can see it in your eyes. Hey, man. Thank God. So in other words, today, if we want the double portion, we got to be thankful for the single portion. Amen. Now, I'm just going to be honest with you. I wasn't happy with those three that was cold, but I was happy with them new ones that come out of there. Thank God. I'm telling you, every once in a while, we ought to just spend some time saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your gratitude, the power of prayer, the essential fervent prayer of a righteous man. It availeth much. Thank God for the prayer of gratitude. I wonder our prayer life. Every day that we pray, is there ever a moment that we slow down and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that single portion. Thank you for the car that I do have. Thank you for the home that I've got. Thank you for the family I've got. Thank you for the bread and the milk and all these things. Just thank you, Lord, for being so good to me, undeserving as I am. Thank you, Lord, a time of gratitude. Value of prayer, expressing our gratitude on His loving kindness to us, that we should recognize it daily. We enjoy the blessings, we ought to thank Him for it. Even in our church services, we ought to take time to thank our Sunday school teachers, and we should take time to thank our choirster and thank the officers of the church and all these things that get done on a weekly and yearly and a monthly basis. Around here, every time So many times we expect it. So many times we know they're going to do it. But every once in a while, it'd be good for somebody to pat them on the back and say, hey, you're doing a good job.
Yes.
Sure was. It does me good. Amen. I hear enough of the other. It sure does good. Somebody every once in a while say, you know, man, you're doing a great job. Express some gratitude. Not that I'll be lifted up, but you know, encourages people.
Yes, that's right.
When you help somebody, it encourages them. They want to go further. They want to do more. They want to do more for the honor and glory of God. In prayer, our prayer life should be essential, but our prayer life should not be an asking session. Sometimes our prayer life ought to be an express of gratitude. Look at what the Bible says in 1 Chronicles chapter number 16, verse number 34, talking about our prayer life. Do we pray daily? Do we pray daily? There's days I don't. I'll admit that. There's days I don't. But I know I should. And I know that I need to. If I want to get a closer relationship from the pulpit to the pew, I've got to have more communication with God. We got to pray more, and we should direct our prayer life in other directions other than just asking and pleading and saying, I need this, and I want that, and I want this. Amen. Sometimes it's like taking my grandboys to Walmart or something. I'll tell Ethan or Kason or Gavin. Right now, Gavin don't matter. He'll take anything you give him. But Ethan and Kason, you can take them in there, and I say, okay, boys, y'all pick out one thing. Well, you know, that's about a two-hour job. That's about a two-hour job. And sometimes that's the way we do God. We want this, we want that. And we want to just say, Lord, I just need to show some gratitude for what you've already done. Prayer, the essential prayer, the fervent prayer, our prayer life, what is it all about today? Do we pray asking? Do we pray believing? Do we pray wanting that God's will be done in our life? That's why the fire came. That's why the power of God came. It was not anything other than their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Look at what he said right here in 1 Chronicles. He said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever.
Amen.
His mercy endureth forever. Amen. The value of prayer. The value of prayer. Start my day with you, Lord.
Wow.
End my day with you, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Middle of the day, just say a prayer. You listen, you don't have to pray as the publicans and all them prayed with enticing words. Let me tell you where prayer comes from. Prayer comes from the heart. Prayer comes from the sincere desire of the heart. Olivia, I can pray while I'm standing. I can pray while I'm kneeling. I can pray driving down the road. I can pray on my job. I can be preaching and praying for you at the same time.
Yes.
But no matter what we must do, we must increase our prayer life.
Amen.
We must increase our prayer life. How much do you really pray? How much do you really, really call on God? On a daily basis. On a daily basis. Number two, not only prayer, the value of prayer, we see it. Number one, it's to express of gratitude. Then number two, why do we pray? Number two is for the confessing of our sins. For the confessing of our sins. See, a lot of people really believe that the day they get saved, they ask God to come in their life, and that's great, and that's good. That's my total desire. But I got news for you. Don't quit praying after that. Let's face it, we all sin on a daily basis.
Amen.
We all sin on a daily basis, whether we know it or not. So as followers of Christ, he commands us, Brother Greg, to acknowledge those sins.
Amen.
To acknowledge those sins. Now, I did say we got to advocate with the Father. He said, come boldly to the throne of grace, and he'd be just to forgive us of our sins. But we must acknowledge those sins. How do we do that? Not calling the preacher, not calling the deacon board, not calling the church, but calling on God. Amen. Calling out his name and saying, Father, forgive me of the sins that I knew I committed. Father, forgive me of the sins I didn't even know I committed. We've sinned and I didn't realize it was a sin. I may have offended my brother or I may have offended a sister and not even know it. And I pray at night and say, God, forgive me of those things, whether knowingly or unknowingly. That's what a daily prayer life is all about, that we clean ourselves up before God.
Yeah.
To acknowledge our sins, we should seek forgiveness on a daily basis.
Right.
We should seek forgiveness on a daily basis. Father, I'm sinning. There's not a time in my life, and I'm probably the least perfect one in here. Brother Michael, there's not a time in my life that I ever have to kneel down and say, God, if I've sinned, forgive me. Now, I hope some of you live that close, but I don't. I don't have to say, Father, if I've sinned. I get down with Sister Judy and I know, Lord, I've sinned.
Yeah.
I know I'm undone. I'm not perfect. You're still working on me. But God, I'm glad your grace and your mercy.
Yeah.
I'm glad your salvation, your my faith I have in you, you'll wash me white as snow.
Amen.
Thank God.
Yeah.
It's them forgiveness of sin. See, those unconfessed sins, they pile up over a time. They pile up over a time. If I took Brother Ricky right here and I said, Brother Ricky, I'm just going to put this 10-pound weight on this arm right here and you hold it up. And he held that there. And I said, well, I want you to take this 10-pound weight and you hold it up. Then I put another 10-pound weight and another 10-pound weight and another 10-pound weight. After a while, he's going to be weighted down. After a while, he's not able to carry that load. After a while, he's struggling. After a while, he's about to give up. After a while, he's about to give in. But see, that daily prayer life, when I go to the throne room every night or every day and I say, Father, forgive me. You know what he starts doing? He says, give me that weight. Give me this weight. Give me that weight. Give me this weight. I listen. And the Bible said, what the Spirit sets free, you're free indeed. Thank God. He said, lift me up above the shadows. Thank God. That's what a consistent prayer life of forgiveness of sins. It'll bring you the freedom that you need to enjoy your salvation.
Amen.
A lot of times the reason we don't enjoy our salvation because we're so burned bottom down. We're so anchored down to the sins and the cares of the world. But we'll see the value of prayer in our expression of gratitude and then confessing of our sins. Look what the Bible said in Psalms 32 and verse number 5. Seeking forgiveness on a daily basis. Father, forgive me. For I have sinned. Boy, wouldn't it be good if we just left the church open. And just left it open. And I come by here and there'd be Brother Robert's car, Brother Junior's car. Hey man, what are they doing? What are the only people do up there all week? On their way home in from work, they go in and pray. And they ask God to forgive them of their sins. Or they're praying, they're just thanking God for their blessings. Or they're just, you know, that's what they're doing. They just pray up there. But somebody said, man, they pray up there all the time. Man, that'll work. Prayer works. That's why we see the value of that communication. Amen. Listen, when I cry out, Abba, Father, the Bible said he hears me. He hears my voice. It's not somebody that he hadn't heard from in a while.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Look at what the Bible said in Psalm 32 and 5. He said, I acknowledged my sin unto thee. I acknowledged them unto the Lord. In other words, I confess my sins. You may be here this morning, and sin has got you bogged down. You know what you can do? You can acknowledge them to God.
Amen.
And the blood of Jesus Christ that covereth all sins, he'll forgive those sins, and you can leave here today with freedom. You can leave here today being redeemed. You can leave here with joy in your heart. You can leave here with happiness and peace. And it all starts when we realize the value of prayer. The value of prayer. I acknowledge my sin unto thee and my iniquity unto thee. Have I not hid? I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. And thou forgavest thee iniquity of my sin. See, in other words, today in our prayer life, if we'll have some prayer time of confessing our sins, confessing our sin when we pray every day. That's my goal, that you pray every day. Every day. Pray. So, preacher, I ain't got nothing to pray for. Always call my name. Always pray for me. Always pray for the church. Always pray for the leaders of the church. Always pray for the sick and the homebound and those in the nursing home and those in the hospital. Ask God's blessings and have speed be upon them today.
Yes. Amen.
The value of a prayer life, we see it in the expressing of gratitude. I just want to thank you.
Yeah.
I want to thank you. Thank you for not giving up on me.
Yeah.
Thank you for sending the showers of blessings upon me. And then number two, confessing our sin. It ought to be a daily thing. It ought to be a daily thing. A daily thing. And then number three, and we'll hurry. Not only our prayer life, and we see the value of prayer life in the expression of gratitude and confessing of our sins, but I believe our prayer life ought to be an act of worship.
Yes.
If we pray every day, we're asking God to forgive us of our sins every day, I believe we'll enjoy the worship.
Amen.
Amen. I believe we'll enjoy the worship. I believe prayer life ought to be a worship life. I believe it ought to be a worship life. Listen, look at what he says in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 16 through verse number 18. Notice what he says in this prayer life. It's more than just praying a few words. It's more than just repeating the same things like we do at offering. Lord bless those that have it to give and those that don't. Amen. We say it every time. It's a repetitive thing. There's nothing wrong with that. Amen. Thank God. It's like asking the blessing for our food. Lord bless this food that we're about to eat. In your name, amen. Amen. We all get in the habit of that.
Yeah.
Amen. Now I lay me down to sleep. Pray my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray my soul to take. Something like that. My kids learn it. The grandkids know it. And that's all right. But after a while, our prayer life needs to develop a little bit more. Our prayer life needs to get a little bit stronger. My number one desire is that you have a prayer life.
Amen.
Is that you have a prayer life. It's like getting on a boat. You ever went on those boat trips? The first thing they tell you, there's 250 of those life preservers up under this thing. And you look around and you count, there's 251 of you on the boat. You know what I do? I spot which one's mine. Some of y'all get that next week. You spot, I'm going to get mine. Prayer life is like that. Brother Timmy Montgomery, we got to make sure we got one. I love everybody, but I'm going to make sure one of those life preservers are mine. That's what prayer is. Prayer is our life preserver. It's like breathing. You can't live without it. You got to have one. So if you ain't got one, I'm going to give you one today. I don't care when you pray. Just pray.
Yes.
Number three, act of worship. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. He said, rejoice evermore.
Amen.
Pray without ceasing.
Wow.
That means over and over again. That means pray. That means pray daily. Make it a habit.
Yeah.
We all got habits, don't we?
Amen.
You know, every one of us, every morning, when we get up every morning, you know one thing that I have realized that everybody in this church does before they leave? And I know this, and I'm not even in your house. Every one of you put on shoes. Every one of you put on shoes. You don't go to work barefooted. You don't go work in the cow pasture and you got no shoes on. You know why? Because it's a habit. I'm going outside. I'm going to put my shoes on.
Right. Yeah.
But Joyce, if we could get our prayer life just like that.
Yeah.
It's a habit. You don't have to think about it.
That's right.
When you get up, start to get your shoes, say, thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
I just want to thank you, Lord. When you fluff that pillow before you go to sleep at night, the last thing you're going to do, thank you, Lord. Forgive me of my sins. Don't let me go to sleep. Things are not right between me and you. Why? Because we don't never know. We may not wake up. But he said, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. And then verse number, the last one, number 18. He said, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God.
Yes.
And shouldn't that not be our number one desire, Brother Mike, is to be in the will of God? That's where our life ought to be. That ought to be our total desire. I want to be in God's will. I want to be in God's will. And to be in God's will, it all starts with my prayer life. It all starts with my prayer life. Every once in a while, I get a text from Brother Mike Godfrey, and he'll say, I'm praying for you. That's a blessing. That's a blessing that someone would take time out of their day and have me upon their heart and say, brother, we're praying for you.
Yeah.
Amen. That's a blessing.
Yes.
Do me a favor. Tell your Sunday school teachers you prayed for them. Tell those that go into every office of this church. Tell them every once in a while, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. Boy, it helps so much. Because I know the value of prayer. And I know that the essence of it, that we need it today. We're all struggling. We're all fighting. And we're all going through these things in this life that we face every day. We need each other.
Amen.
That song that used to say, I need the prayers of those I love. I need them. You need them. I'll pray for you. And you pray for me. How's your prayer life, Brother Robbie? What number you got, son?
307.
307? I want to ask you today, when's the last time you prayed? When's the last time you prayed? Listen, there's not a day goes by. I'm telling you, and you can ask Lisa. If I hadn't heard from the boys, there's not a day goes by, and I'll ask Lisa, I say, have you heard anything from the boys? That's what I call them. Sometimes I get their names mixed up. I just call them the boys. I say, have you heard from the boys? Are they okay? Everything okay? Ethan okay? Cason okay? Gavin, he's sick. Okay? He's okay? They got everything they need. Everything they find. You know why? Because I love them. They're my heart. Them grand boys, they're it, man. They got me. And they know that. And you know what? Your grandkids got you too.
That's right.
If not your grandkids, your kids. Your nieces and nephews. Somebody's got you wrapped. I know that. We're concerned. If we don't hear from them, Peggy, we check on them, don't we? Let me tell you something. God likes to hear from you. God likes to hear from you.
Amen.
And not all the times asking for something or arguing about something. But sometimes, Brother Jim, God says, I'd just like to hear thank you for allowing that sun to come up this morning. Thank you for the food I've got on my table. Thank you that I've got my loved ones that I've got still with me. Thank you that we had another opportunity to come this morning to Morning View Baptist Church right here on this hill and feel what we felt, the peace and the harmony that we had. Far as I know, there's not nobody going to get in the knockdown drag out after church. There's no arguing. There's no fussing. There's no complaining. Man, that's good. I'll take that any day. I'll take it any day. But we've got so much to be thankful for. Amen.
Amen.
If you don't believe me, just walk around this complex here and just see how God's blessed us.
Amen.
We got so much to thank Him
yeah.
for. So much to thank Him for. I want to ask you today, when's the last time you prayed? I'm talking about prayed earnestly to the Father. Just say, thank you, Lord. I prayed for you. As we stand together, Brother Robbie, the value of prayer is to express our gratitude, to confess our sins, and an act of worship. That's what prayer life is all about. Well, about it today, maybe you'd like to.